German soldiers died with Mazur's shoulders in their midst, and Russian soldiers died. Their graves stand to this day in the Protestant cemeteries of Aletsko and the neighboring towns and villages. The civilian population suffered terribly, and countless buildings were destroyed. In February 1915, the Germans won a decisive victory, and the Russians finally retreated from eastern Prussia. You should now be approaching a stone monument. It commemorates the soldiers who fell during the First World War. In terms of scale, the Battle of Aletsko was the second largest in the former eastern Prussia. The largest was the Battle of Tannenberg, which was fought near the town we now know as Olsztyn. If you haven't arrived at the monument yet, then please press pause. In the late 19th century, a railway network covered eastern Prussia. It linked Aletsko with Königsberg, now known as Kaliningrad, to the north, Torun to the southwest, and Gdansk and Berlin to the west. Local connections were served by a narrow-gauge railway. The railway provided work for any number of unemployed people. On the other hand, it brought a flood of cheaper goods into Aletsko from other parts of Germany. That, in turn, led to a collapse in production for local crafts and tradespeople. The Prussian railways were to play a decisive role in the great victory at Tannenberg in August 1914. Thanks to the rail network, German troops were transported with what was, at the time, great swiftness in order to combat the Russian threat to that section of the front.